Well, I was pleased with most of what we did tonight, and I thought we were pretty good defensively in the first half. I thought we were very good offensively in the second half, and so, you know, the only thing that we didn't do in the second half that we did in the first half is I thought we did a much better job on the boards in the first half than we did in the second. So, but anyway, you know, we took care of the ball, which I'd asked them to do, and we got it inside, which I asked them to do. We got to the foul line a lot. We didn't shoot them as well as we normally do. But in any event, it was a hard-earned win, and we're pleased to have played the way we did. And again, there were some real bright spots, I thought. What's that?
It seemed like a pretty bad books went out there today for the most part. Do you fear that there's going to be a letdown after all that excitement with the weight gain?
No, not really. I think that we've got a fairly mature core group of guys, and I don't think that they were inclined to allow that to happen. You know, and the other thing that I thought we had going for us was that I didn't think that Ross or Red were particularly effective in the weight game, and I thought they would bounce back, and they did, and so I thought, you know, we had a pretty good chance of being ready to play the game.
Yeah, when you have such a big lead, were you disappointed that it got to 8 points? I mean, it kind of got a little bit suspenseful there for a minute, and then Shane hits a few threes and kind of got it back, but were you disappointed that it got to that?
I wasn't disappointed that it got to 8. I was disappointed that we started off the half not guarding very well and fouling a lot, which was what we did at the start of the second half of the weight game. And I thought, I mean, you know, we put them on the foul line 18 times in the second half, and so that obviously was the problem, and some of that came from the fact that we lost our intensity on the boards and things like that. But you know, I just Ard got hot for a little while there, and I was disappointed in why it got to 8. Not that it did, but the reasons that it did. But I was happy with the fact that we went to the guys that we need to go to when things get like that, and then we were able to push it back out.
Was there anything in particular that took place after that when Shane did start knocking down the threes?
Well, they went zone for a little while, and so we got him loose in their zone a few times, and then once he got a couple under his belt, then it was just a matter of getting it to him at that point, and we got him in transition a couple times, and then we ran, you know, a set for him and got him one, and so, you know, it would just started falling his way, but you know, it's important that we keep him untracked in any given game, because he's obviously a big part of what we do.
It's maybe going to be sort of like a broken record. We ask this almost after every game, but AJ has 19, I think, in the first half. Shane has 17 in the second half. It's making you guys kind of tough to guard one way or the other.
We hope so. We hope it makes us tough to guard. But we still have a lot of room to grow and improve. And if we rebound on Wednesday the way we rebound in the second half tonight, then you know, our fun will be temporarily over. So we've got to do a better job that way. We've got to do a better job of playing defense without fouling at the start of the second half, and that's my responsibility to get that done.
Last question, guys.
Have those pretty much been the common denominators of teams charging back in the second half on you guys this year when they have?
No, I don't think so. I think that one of the big things has been the three-point shot. We've gotten hurt with the three-point shot, and we didn't tonight. So I think that was the, that's been a big problem for us when people come charging back is the dribble gets away from us, and that leads to open three-point shots. I think that's been a lot more of a problem than fouling or even rebounding, for that matter. I really think that guarding the basketball and guarding the three-point shot's been our biggest dilemma when we've gotten leads. All right, thank you.